We all just bought that for the sack. 100-pound sacks.
How'd that come?
In 100-pound sacks.
Just a
gunny sack with a white sack inside of it.
Uh-huh.
There was a white cloth sack inside and a gunny sack on the outside, and we always bought our flour out there on the farm. We always bought our flour with 100 to 500 pounds, usually about 500 pounds.
What do they call that when you buy a large amount of it like that?
Well, you buy it the way we used to buy it. We used to buy it when we sold our wheat from the mill, see.
Uh-huh.
Mill would always give you a good price on 500, 600 pounds of flour.
Is that bulk?
No, it's 50 pound sacks.
Uh-huh. And if you buy in bulk, what does that mean? It's not sacked? Or?
Well, of course, nobody bought it that way, see. I know when the World War I came along, they caught us with about 800 pounds of flour and about 200 pounds of sugar on hand.
Mm.
When the, we had a regular flour place built for flour and sugar, see,
mm-hmm.
that we stored it in. But we hadn't bought it, to hoard it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a habit, the way we bought those
yeah.
things. When we sold the wheat, we bought a bunch of flour back. Usually by about the same time, buy a couple of sacks of sugar, see? So, I didn't know what to do with that white flour, see? And, they went to bringing out grain flour, see?
Mm-hmm.
So I went back over to the mill and I says to people at the mill, I said, where I bought it, you know. They knew I hadn't bought it. They knew it. I'd always bought it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what happened to that flour hoarding? I said, well, he says, somebody was just lucky enough to get a white sack of flour, he says. That's all there is to that.
Mm-hmm.
He says, they're not going to work that flour over. He says, if you bring it back, somebody else will be just lucky enough to get a white sack of flour. Well, they wanted us to use, I forget what percent of cornmeal. I said, well, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to bring in part of that flour and swap it for cornmeal. We don't mind cornbread. We like cornbread. And if it's necessary, well, we can eat cornbread without any trouble. But I said, damn, if I'm going to bring all that flour back, I said, that's what you're going to do.
Take it from you and give it to somebody else.
Yeah. Now if I had rushed in to buy it, you know, to hoard it, it'd be different.
Yeah.
But we had just about enough flour to last us till harvesting it, see.
Mm-hmm.
Is what we had. So when we come to town after groceries, we didn't have to mess of taking out a sack of flour, see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it gets heavy if you have to carry a whole bunch of that.
Well, messy, you know, too. It's,
yeah.
And then we... you always had money when you sold your wheat,
mm-hmm.
and you just all about to have it on hand.
If you were in town and your father gave you a nickel to buy some candy, what did you get your candy in?
Oh, you'd usually get that in just a little old sack if you bought that kind of candy. But if you bought a licorice shot, of course you didn't get
it.
They just handed out to you.
Boy, that was a lot of licorice too, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What'd you get your horseshoes in?
You mean
did you put on your own or did you take them to the smith?
Well, you take people on the farm, very seldom keep their horses shod.
Oh.
You know, back in those days, all we did was keep our horses' feet trimmed.
Mm-hmm.
Because they was always kicking each other or something kind. There was no necessity because we didn't have any hard service roads, or we didn't even have any hard service streets.